This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda a global health emergency. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern, marking an escalation of the epidemic caused by the Bundibugyo virus strain. The Guardian reports that health experts are criticizing proposed U.S. travel restrictions from affected regions as ineffective measures that could undermine global containment efforts. 9 months estimated time needed to develop and deploy vaccine for Bundibugyo strain, according to WHO Ebola vaccine development timeline. Time required for vaccine development by virus strain, months. 6 Zaire strain vaccine, existing. 9 Bundibugyo strain vaccine, needed. 12-18. Novel strain vaccine development. Source: World Health Organization, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO escalates response as outbreak spreads across borders. The World Health Organization announced the public health emergency designation following confirmation of cross-border transmission between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda. The outbreak involves the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, a strain distinct from the Zaire strain that caused the 2014-2016 West African epidemic. The epidemic presents challenges due to its occurrence in conflict-affected areas where rebel groups maintain control. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that accessing affected populations for contact tracing and medical care remains severely limited in these regions. Health officials are working to establish treatment centers while navigating security concerns that have hampered response efforts. The global health community is mobilizing resources despite logistical obstacles in the affected areas. Vaccine development timeline creates treatment gap. The current outbreak highlights a gap in pandemic preparedness, as existing Ebola vaccines were developed specifically for the Zaire strain. According to BBC reporting, developing and testing a new vaccine formulation could require up to 9 months. The absence of readily available vaccines forces health workers to rely primarily on supportive care and infection control measures. The clinical response currently focuses on early case detection and isolation protocols. Travel restrictions face scientific criticism. Proposed U.S. travel restrictions targeting visitors from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan have drawn criticism from epidemiologists and global health experts, according to The Guardian. The evidence from previous outbreaks suggests that blanket travel bans often prove counterproductive and may discourage transparent reporting of cases. Enhanced screening measures at points of entry, combined with contact tracing systems, are recommended alternatives. The approach focuses on identifying and monitoring travelers from affected areas rather than imposing complete restrictions that could isolate affected countries. Key takeaways: WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda a public health emergency of international concern. Bundibugyo virus strain requires new vaccine development. Estimated 9-month timeline, according to BBC reporting. Proposed U.S. travel bans criticized as ineffective by global health experts, according to The Guardian. Conflict zones complicate outbreak response and limit access to affected populations. Frequently asked questions: why don't existing Ebola vaccines work against this outbreak? Current vaccines were developed specifically for the Zaire Ebola virus strain that caused the 2014-2016 West African epidemic. The Bundibugyo strain involved in this outbreak has different genetic characteristics that reduce vaccine effectiveness, requiring new formulations. How effective are travel restrictions in containing Ebola outbreaks? According to The Guardian reporting, travel bans are criticized as largely ineffective and may worsen outbreaks by encouraging unofficial border crossings. Enhanced screening and contact tracing provide better alternatives. What makes this outbreak particularly challenging to control? The outbreak is occurring in conflict-affected areas where armed groups control territory, making it difficult for health workers to reach affected populations. This limits contact tracing, treatment delivery, and vaccination campaigns when vaccines become available. The international health community faces a complex challenge requiring coordinated diplomatic, security, and medical responses. Success will depend on balancing public health imperatives with geopolitical realities while avoiding measures that could inadvertently worsen the crisis through isolation and stigmatization of affected populations. Source: Ebola, U.S. ban on travelers from DRC, Uganda or South Sudan, not the solution. At context, declares Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda a global health emergency. Description: WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda global emergency. Bundibugyo strain requires new vaccine taking 9 months. Travel bans criticized as ineffective solution. Author: At Type Organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher: At Type Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-25. Date modified: 22-06-05-25.